Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to consider a proposition. Can property crimes, assaults on people's homes, their belongings, their possessions, can that be considered a profound evil? There is new evidence on that issue, and it's coming from the shores of Lake Erie. It's coming from the snowbound Buffalo area. We will get to that. There is also a continued question about what is going to happen with the embarrassing presence of George Santos, and what is the right reason to try to figure out a means in which he can serve his one term in Congress and then perhaps go away, never to reappear, because he keeps digging himself into deeper and deeper trouble. We will get into that. He's someone who has lied and lied about his work history, his educational background, his business experience, his state of economic well-being, the sources of his campaign money, and, yes, his personal heritage. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There is also a new plan being put forward by Joe Biden and his crack team. It is a plan that promises by 2025, when they hope that Joe Biden will be in the midst of his second term, he would also be 82 years old, but their plan is to cut down on homelessness by 2025. They promise that they will cut down the number of homeless people living on our streets by at least 25%. How will they do that? We will get to that. It may be one of the highlights of their program. Remember, this is the same White House that claimed that 10,000 million jobs had been created by the Biden administration. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. George Santos is 34 years old. The biggest problem that he has in terms of the lies that he has told is actually not so much a lie as a lack of information. He claimed, and why he would put that, he bragged about his personal wealth on his campaign material that he circulated in Long Island. And yes, he is a Republican, so Republicans tend not to be prejudiced against rich people. They shouldn't be. But during his most recent congressional campaign, he's had two, the first one he lost. During his most recent congressional campaign, Mr. Santos cast himself and his family as the owners of 13 properties. He also suggested that he was a beleaguered landlord whose tenants were unjustly withholding rent. Why that would help him in his campaign, I have no idea, but that's what he said. On Monday, he said his family owns some property, but he owns nothing, not 13 properties. Why, what kind of psychosis is it that would lie about something like that that is so easy to track down? George Santos does not own any properties, he told the New York Post. The other thing that he has to deal with, and it's at the very center of his problem, is New York Times points out, and they have been behind all of the research that did what the opponent research by the Democrats should have done if they had had any confidence at all, is to find out this guy is a total fraud and a phony, is the sources of Mr. Sanders' $700,000 campaign loan remain unclear. though Mr. Santos' adulthood has been marked by a trail of unpaid debts to landlords and creditors. In 2021 and 2022, he lent $700,000 to his congressional campaign, according to federal campaign finance documents. It remains unclear where that money came from. Mr. Santos continues to claim it originated with his work at the DeVolder Organization, which he described as a consulting firm to New York City and to the state, though there's no record of them doing any consulting at all, or where the 700 grand came from. Mr. Santos has disclosed little about the operations of his company, and the Times could find no property or public-facing assets that were linked to this firm. At least the firm appears to exist, though it doesn't own anything, and no record on where this money was supposedly generated. And this is unlike his charity about pet rescue, which doesn't exist. It's completely made up. In any event, George Santos appeared on Fox with Tulsi Gabbard, who is obviously looking for her future gig now that she's left the Democratic Party. She's looking for her future gig at Fox. And she confronted the newly elected, the congressman-elect. She confronted him this way on the air. Listen to clip four.
The results that people are looking for are called into question when you tell blatant lies, not embellishments. And this is, I think, one of the biggest concerns, congressman-elect, is that you don't really seem to be taking this seriously. You've apologized. You said you've made mistakes, but you've outright lied. A lie is not an embellishment on a resume. You said you worked at Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, but they've said we've got no record of this guy working for us. You said you've gone to and graduated from these universities, but they've said, well, we've got no record of that. These are blatant lies, and it calls into question how your constituents and the American people can believe anything that you may say when you are standing on the floor of the House of Representatives supposedly fighting for them. That's the real issue here.
Well, look, I agree with what you're saying, and as I stated and I continue, we can debate my resume and how I worked with firms such as Goldman Sachs.
Is it debatable or is it just false?
No, it's very debatable. No, it's not false at all. It's debatable. I can sit down and explain to you what you can do in private equity, in capital intro, via servicing limited partners and general partners.
Okay. Again, who would be a better judge of whether he actually worked for Goldman Sachs and Citigroup? George Santos or Goldman Sachs and Citigroup? And then there's this whole idea of pretending that his grandparents were Jewish and refugees from the Holocaust, and none of which is true. Listen, this is George Santos. Three.
My heritage is Jewish. I've always identified as Jewish. I was raised a practicing Catholic. I think I've gone through this. Even I've not being raised a practicing Jew, I've always joked with friends and circles, even with in the campaign, I say, guys, I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic. So, look, I understand everybody wants to nitpick at me. I'm going to reassure this once and for all. I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona. I have an extensive career that I worked really hard to achieve, and I'm going to deliver from my experience because I remain committed in delivering results for the American people.
Okay, this idea that he's claiming that he is the grandson of refugees from the Holocaust who fled Europe, who were actually born his grandparents in Brazil, as his parents were, I mean, it's wild. So does it matter? And what's going to happen? How is this going to work out? We will get to that coming up.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medved show talking about the strange case of George Santos. Where did the 700 grand come from? And again, if you read his history of being basically unable to pay rent at various places he was living, the idea that he was very proud of his gay identity, despite the fact that he'd been married for 5 years to a woman, He's now married to a man, though it's unclear whether they are living together because Santos is living with his sister. He's clearly a troubled personality with a very troubled financial history and an inability to pay back even minor bills, and yet he sends $700,000 to his campaign. The biggest issue, though it may not be the biggest in substance, it certainly is one of the most sensitive issues, is this whole idea of pretending to be Jewish while he's a practicing Catholic. And look, okay, people will bring up the fact that there was a cardinal in the church, a French Jewish guy, who was in fact one of those children who was hidden from the Nazis during the Holocaust, and he was protected by a Polish Catholic family, so he identified ultimately as Catholic and became a cardinal. So he was both Jewish in ancestry, but that's not the case here. There is no, they have birth records in Brazil. It's a civilized country. And they figured out that these grandparents, that he would go around campaigning to Jewish people saying, my grandparents were victims of the Holocaust. They had to flee Europe and they came to Brazil. They were born in Brazil, his grandparents. And what this has created is a situation where the Republican Jewish Coalition, the country's most prominent group of Jewish Republican political donors, said yesterday that it was disappointed that Representative-elect George Santos had misrepresented himself as Jewish and that it would bar him from its events. But the group, the Republican Jewish Coalition, stopped short of calling for him unfit to serve in Congress or demanding his ouster. Mr. Santos, a Republican who was elected last month to represent New York, a district that includes much of Long Island's North Shore, has been embroiled in a widening scandal over misstatements and outright lies he told about his education, employment, and finances. He also claimed repeatedly to be a descendant of European Jews who fled to Brazil to escape the Holocaust and said that while he was religiously Catholic, I'm not sure how devout a Catholic, but he also identified as a non-observant Jew. He described himself as a Jew on the campaign trail in a heavily Jewish district and regularly attended events with rabbis and other leaders of the religious community. By the way, I happen to believe that anyone who would vote for someone because that person is Jewish, that's every bit as awful as voting against someone because that person is Jewish. It's inappropriate, it's ridiculous. And the whole thing is uncomfortable, and it's really producing nausea, frankly. In an interview with the New York Post published Monday, Santos said he had never claimed to be Jewish and was instead Jew-ish. He also denounced reporting that said that he misled voters about his Jewish identity. Matt Brooks, the head of the coalition, Republican Jewish Coalition, I know Matt very well, we've worked together for years, said in a statement that Mr. Santos had deceived us and misrepresented his heritage and said he will be not welcome at any future RJC event. This is all appalling, and Tulsi Gabbard, who clearly has a future at Fox or wherever else she wants to work on TV, not sure she has a future in elective politics, but who knows? Tulsi Gabbard said this to George Santos. Listen.
The thing is, Congressman-elect, integrity means, yes, carrying yourself with honor, but it means telling the truth, being a person of integrity. And if I were one of those in New York's 3rd District right now that the election is over, and I'm finding out all of these lies that you've told, not just one little lie or one little embellishment, these are blatant lies. My question is, do you have no shame? Do you have no shame in the people who are now you're asking to trust you to go and be their voice for them, their families, and their kids in Washington?
Tulsi, I can say the same thing about the Democrats and the party. Look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been lying to the American people for 40 years. He's the president of the United States. Democrats resoundingly support him. Do they have no shame?
I've made this very clear.
This is not about the Democratic Party, though.
This is about your relationship, frankly, with the people who've entrusted you to go and fight for them.
Okay, is that answer appropriate? And again, he has brought up in other places. Do you remember that Hillary Clinton told that grotesque fib about having dodged enemy fire when they were firing on her plane and she was traveling in the former Yugoslavia? I think it was in Kosovo, and a plane was fired on. She thought she was going to. It wasn't fired on. It was made up. And politicians do this all the time. And I think that the one position that Santos can probably live with and continue his career with is, look, there is no legal basis for anyone to prevent him from taking the seat in Congress to which he was elected. And the Democrat conceded. He won the race. He actually won comfortably. He won by 8 points. And actually, obviously, someone with all that business success and that being both an observant Catholic, a devout Catholic, and a non-observant Jew, and all of this crap that he put forward got him elected. Okay, it's sickening. But the truth of the matter is that the Democrats are basically just trying to politicize this by going after him and demanding that he be denied the right to serve in Congress. I think there are other people on the Republican side who have said he should probably be given no political assignments. The one thing that you want to avoid is having this loser become a focus of the media. And the media are hostile, I think it's safe to say, to the new Republican majority in Congress and the House of Representatives. And they would love nothing more to focus on him as a representative of this this new Republican majority. This isn't going to help anybody. Well, it could help Democrats. We will be right back about an American city descending into chaos. That's what the headline says. Where? We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved.
Wait!
In a moment.
Where are you going?
I was
going
to make espresso.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The issues plaguing Southwest Airlines are beyond weather-driven, according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He tells ABC News the mass cancellations and delays impacting travelers with Southwest show a, quote, system failure, and says Southwest needs to make sure stranded passengers get to their destinations and are given adequate compensation. The union representing Southwest pilots is not surprised by this meltdown. In a statement, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says the mass cancellation of flights was absolutely absolutely preventable, and that there was a systemic failure to modernize the computer software that controls work schedules and routes planes. Travelers from China now require to show a negative COVID-19 test result before flying into the U.S. The requirements go into effect January 5th. It comes as China battles a major outbreak of the virus. On Wall Street, stocks were down across the board Wednesday. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've all heard about the terrible stories involving people whose vacations have been ruined, whose family visits have been destroyed, who have lost their luggage, who have been vastly inconvenienced by the crisis with our air transportation. And does this require some kind of a better action in terms of avoiding this the next time we have a once-in-a-century storm? Because once-in-a-century doesn't mean that we have to wait for another 100 years to get another weather event. It'll be appalling. But none of this compares to what's happened in Erie County in New York on the shores of Lake Erie in the city of Buffalo. The headline in the Daily Mail, and I hate to say it, but I think the Brits are taking a little bit of schadenfreude, of sort of perverse joy, sadness and mixed with joy, based upon a major American city, and Buffalo is, though not as major as it once was, used to be among the top 10 population cities in the country. But the headline is, Buffalo descends into chaos after blizzard of the century. Subheading, Arab store owners open fire on looters, and body of dad-to-be is found after he went out to get supplies for the 9-month pregnant wife. It's all terribly sad. Looters were warned that store owners in Buffalo had taken up arms to protect their businesses amid a string of robberies during the deadly blizzard. Let me say, coming in the circumstances of a blizzard to rob stores and ransack them and destroy the struggle for existence and livelihood that people go through operating those kind of stores, those kind of facilities. It can be crucial to people in a time of crisis like this to go out and ransack these places in the midst of a deadly blizzard is pure evil. It's absolute disregard for your fellow human beings, for your community. A group of Arab small businessmen were seen on video chasing a looter in the snow-covered streets, with one man opening fire at the suspect. Police have shared their own videos of ransacked stores, saying that 8 arrests have been made so far. The chaos comes as 31 people have been reported dead so far in the city, among them Abdul Sharifu, a 26-year-old refugee from the Congo, who settled in the city in 2017. Sharifo was found frozen to death outside his car after venturing out into the storm to bring supplies for his 9-month pregnant wife. That was terribly sad. Terribly sad. And then there's this. In terms of dealing with some of the evil that exists around us. In April, there's a guy named Jarl Rockhill who placed a sticker with racist imagery. The imagery showed a man making a Nazi salute below the word pure on the fence of an immigrant and refugee community organization, a nonprofit organization in Portland. Upon identifying Rockhill in surveillance footage, investigators determined that he was a member of a Portland Nazi group. After he was arrested in May, the Oregonian reported police recovered several firearms and a large Nazi flag in search of his house and car. In late November, Rockhill, 35, pleaded guilty to a bias crime charge or hate crime, and received his sentence, which was homework. This is from the Washington Post. A judge ordered that Rockhill must read a book and watch a film. The book was Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates, which discusses racism in the U.S., and Myanmar's Killing Fields, a documentary on the genocide of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. And he had to write 2 essays of 750 and 500 words about them that a probation officer deems genuine. Okay, the killing of the Rohingya Muslims by the Chinese, by the dictators in Myanmar is repellent. But given the fact that he's a Nazi, the Nazis committed lots of murder. They didn't do anything to Rohingya Muslims. Rockhill took the plea deal, which also includes 2 years of probation, 50 hours of community service, a stay away order from the immigration group that he had targeted. And on November 30th, according to Multnomah County court records, an attorney for Rockhill declined to comment. His sentence comes as Multnomah County's district attorney weighs an approach based on, quote, restorative justice, a rehabilitative criminal justice framework often cast as an alternative to traditional punishment. In sentencing low-level bias crimes, sociology professor and extremism researcher Randall Blazak told the Washington Post. Blazak, the vice chairman of a committee implementing Oregon's bias crime laws, said prison time can radicalize some offenders instead of rehabilitating them. Hate groups are waiting for these folks in prison with open arms, Blazak said. If you're really interested in reducing harm to the community, sometimes it's kind of backwards to send a lower-level bias crime offender into prison, where they will get indoctrinated and become serious hate mongers. The organization which was targeted, which assists arriving refugees and immigrants in Oregon, told Portland police that Rock Hill's sticker caused concern in the community and around the office. You can imagine. The image on Rock Hill's sticker stood for a neo-Nazi white supremacist group that advocates for lone wolf violence against Jews, immigrants, and other communities of color. Interesting, in this classification, they treat Jewish people as a community of color. Great. Blazak cited examples of successfully rehabilitated extremists who went on to found anti-racist organizations. There's a way of leading these people out, Blazak said. I think throwing them in prison just amplifies their hate. I think restorative justice offers a better path. I would question this whole idea that reading Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me, which is very much a left-wing-oriented piece of work, and articulates what has been classified as critical race theory, that is the best way to try to change people's point of view who are deeply Nazis. There's a judge, Christopher Ramros, in Multnomah County, who issued a Rock Hill sentence, had previously sentenced another hate crime perpetrator, whose name was Harold Denson III, who allegedly threatened and yelled at a Ukrainian immigrant to go back to his country. Instead, Ramros asked Denson, instead of putting him in prison, to put yourself into their shoes and to write an essay about the challenges facing Eastern European immigrants entering the United States. Autumn Shreve, a former public defender who represented Denson, told the Post in an interview that she appreciated the willingness to provide an alternative sentence to Denson, who was experiencing homelessness. But of course, the Biden administration has a new solution to homelessness. No, really. They have some of the details. How are they going to fix it? We'll get to that. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Radioactive material. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, obviously most Americans recognize, regardless of where you live, but certainly people who live in the Seattle area or the Los Angeles area or New York City or Chicago recognize, even in the midst of this frozen winter in many places, that homelessness is on the rise, that it is appalling, that it degrades the standard of living, not only for the people who themselves are, quote, experiencing homelessness, as if this was a disease that they just caught. The people who are living on the street are suffering, but so do the people around them, whose businesses and residences and commutes and basically the ability to enjoy a given city in which they live is greatly reduced by the trash and the graffiti and the decline and the negativity that is associated with mass homelessness. The administration released a plan just days ago to reduce homelessness 25% by 2025. That means it would be accomplished, this great reduction would be accomplished by the end of the first year of Joe Biden's second term, which he apparently wants. And partially he wants it on this basis. President Biden called it the most ambitious effort yet to get struggling Americans off the streets and to allow them to thrive. In other words, somehow the fact that they are on the streets is what prevents them from thriving, that simply getting them off the streets will provide thriving, solid citizens suddenly. The plan focuses on providing housing to those who need it most and combating inequities in housing and health care. But homeless advocates who spoke to National Review said that the new Biden framework is not only exceptionally vague, but also appears to be a retread of previous strategies that have failed to slow the nation's growing homelessness crisis. They say the Biden plan doesn't focus enough on rehabilitation efforts for people deep in the throes of crippling drug addiction and mental illness. And it doubles down on housing-first strategies that often fail to address the root causes of homelessness and end up encouraging more of it. How do they encourage more of it? By offering people basic giveaways in return for their even continuing as homeless people. In other words, when you fail to address the mental illness and the drug addiction that is so integral to the majority of people living on the streets, Michelle Steeb, who heads the Texas Public Policy Foundation's initiative to transform policy around homelessness, said the new Biden plan seems to be a lot of the same. It hasn't been working. It doesn't work anywhere. It's changing some words and adding some pages to the same playbook, said Steeb, who for 13 years ran a program for homeless women and children in Northern California. I don't even think they're going to achieve a decline, not even close to the 25% that they promise. So what are we going to do? We're going to spend money. Of course. Biden said the plan, all in, quote, the federal strategic plan to prevent and end homelessness, offers a roadmap, says President Biden, for not only getting people into housing, but also ensuring that they have access to the support services and income that allow them to thrive. The plan is built around a housing-first strategy, a strategy that involves offering housing with no preconditions because, quote, when we provide access to housing to people experiencing homelessness, they are able to take steps to improve their health and well-being, further their education, seek steady employment, and bring greater stability to their lives and to the community that surrounds them. That was a statement from the President of the United States. Does that seem even vaguely credible? All you need to do is look at the history of public housing. I mean, right now in the Robert Taylor homes in St. Louis, I believe, in the Cabrini Green projects in Chicago, we have been tearing down old public housing projects. Why? Because they only contribute to the basic disease, which is a failure to organize and redeem your own life. If you are going to take people who are deeply troubled and self-destructive and give them a very nice new house, one of those tiny homes, what is going to change exactly? I know, ideally people get they're already given a cell phone. They can go out and get jobs. They can be motivated. They can not spend their money on more drugs and lottery tickets. The new plan is built, it says, around three foundational pillars: equity, data, and collaboration, as well as three solution pillars. Don't you love those bureaucratic phrases? This is a solution pillar. Housing and supports, homelessness response, and prevention. However, much of the plan doesn't really read like a plan at all, but more like a plan to develop a plan someday. It has few details about specific programs to address homelessness, costs to implement those programs, or metrics to measure success or failure. Rather, there's a lot of talk in the plan of identifying promising opportunities, gathering input from experts, examining federal policies and practices, and catalyzing existing infrastructure and developing new tools. Michelle Steeb, who is that homelessness expert quoted earlier in this piece in National Review, said the plan is deficient in offering a reasonable, effective approach to the rehabilitation of human beings. Homelessness, she said, is typically driven by generational poverty, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, mental illness, domestic violence, and a lack of strong support networks. The Biden framework doesn't do enough to address any of those issues, she said. If homelessness were solved by increasing affordable housing units, you would not have seen the increases you saw in the pre-pandemic era, she said. And then they quote John DeLorenzo, a Portland, Oregon lawyer who is suing the city for allowing homeless camps to block sidewalks needed by people with disabilities. He said there are generally three types of homeless residents in Portland. People struggling financially, who typically end up staying with others or living in vehicles. People with severe mental health challenges and drug addictions who need constant supervision and can't live in an apartment alone. So part of the problem involves, well, there's still challenges for middle-class American families. That's the subject of the acclaimed new movie, White Noise.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Based on the wildly acclaimed novel by Don DeLillo, a new film by Noah Baumbach explores the perils of a death-haunted contemporary blended family facing a devastating industrial accident and other perils in White Noise, now streaming on Netflix.
They're calling it the airborne toxic event.
Will we have to leave our home?
Of course not. I wish there was something I could do.
We keep inventing hope.
And there's hope and humor and some captivating performances by Adam Driver and Greta Gerwig. But the movie falls apart as the college town family copes with increasingly nightmarish situations. The dialogue is consistently literary, as if the characters are reading their sentences instead of actually speaking them. Rated R for some sexual content and brutal violence. 2.5 stars for the fascinating but flawed White Noise.
And on the MedVed show, an acclaimed novel, but I think even fans of the novel will feel some frustrations at the movie version. Tomorrow, Thursday, on the MedVed show, 2/3 of Americans now say the Founding Fathers would be disappointed with how things turned out for America. And 2/3 of Republicans say 2022 was one of the worst years in all history. Also, the married mom advantage. Where does that exist? Well, Atlantic writes about it, and 76% of female murder victims have something in common. We'll talk about all of it next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.